They're like little circles, kind of like drain covers, but for your face.
You've upset my dog. You've upset my wife. You wouldn't do something about the kids now?
What, who am I?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, hello. It's Gary and Chelsea from KMFM Breakfast with a brand new episode of our podcast.
It was a jam-packed week. There must be loads bursting to get into. This episode, what have we got?
The real signs of summer.
We've got the real turning of the seasons.
Anne-Marie inspired some epic video fails.
Yeah, she was having a nightmare. And so were our listeners. And we love it.
A part of me is now referred to as a paddle.
I'm not saying any more here.
We were outraged after we found out what people are doing with their sausage rolls.
Disgusting.
I had yet another date fail.
Racking them up, aren't we?
This one had a musical twist.
Oh, no.
And you played a cheeky game of risk it for a chocolate biscuit.
Did I win, though? And if you play along, will you win? There's only one way to find out, and that is to stay listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, episode 25.
Disastrous dates, donuts and dunking.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I see the same person every morning on my commute to work.
Right.
And it is who I have coined the Power Walker.
The Power Walker.
The Power Walker.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of people that have got a person that they see, they've given a name to on their little journeys around, yeah.
And he wears a little high-vis. Well, did when it was dark because he needed to be reflective.
Yeah.
The high-vis is gone.
Oh!
It's been replaced.
With?
Shorts! He's power walking in shorts, which means...
Yeah.
Summer is coming.
This is like the turn, the unofficial turning of the seasons, this is. It's like, you know when the salmon return to the river? Or the swallows return from Africa. This
Power
is the change.
Walker's in shorts.
He's in the shorts.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And Marie. She's hilarious. I love
her
on her socials.
I adore her so much.
She'd been watching loads of videos about how to make cookies, and she was like on her socials going, how can they make it look so easy in the videos? I've been trying. I've been watching videos and now I'm trying to make cookies and I can't make cookies. What's going on? I've tried three times in an hour.
So many cookies.
And we started talking about videos that you see and then you try and do it yourself. And people have been suddenly stepping up and talking about that.
They have. Crystal's having a dilemma with TikTok dances. She was like, I don't understand how people make them look so cute and easy. She said, I look like a walrus doing the Macarena.
The Macarena? Is that
a Macawalrus?
Is that a hot new TikTok trend, Macarena? Haven't heard of that one before.
She's probably trying to make it come back. Shannon, however...
Write this down. Macarena, everyone. Some kind of dance routine.
And it involves flipping your arms to the top and to the back.
Okay.
Shannon's having better luck, though. She said there's a thing going around saying that if you microwave a marshmallow, it does something magnificent. Someone was like, does it actually work? Turns out it goes massive. If you put a microwave in the marshmallow... microwave in a marshmallow.
You can't do it. Don't do that.
Put a marshmallow in a microwave.
Well, I don't know.
Goes massive.
No. All right. Say those people, I would like to say, please don't do anything with a microwave. Thank you. I just don't know what the outcome is. Microwaves can be dangerous. That's what I'm saying. Don't.
Well, Heather's got a nice life hack for us. Wooden spoon over a boiling saucepan to stop it boiling over.
I've seen that as well. Does it work? I've not tried it yet.
She's saying it works. It's changed her life.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I feel like we're in the era, I'm going to say, of a side hustle.
Definitely.
Everyone's got a side hustle.
Which is to say, if no one gets paid enough for cheese. The dream food.
That
the
mature
dream food. We can only dream of being able to afford cheese nowadays.
You'd be able to afford it with this side hustle.
Okay, side hustle, everyone.
Listen up. If you like social media, this is definitely one for you. This is how I found it.
Right.
So it's only 10 hours a week.
Okay.
Which I think is manageable.
I like that.
You get £80 an hour.
I like that.
So that's 800 quid.
Okay, you've done the math.
I've worked this out.
I've put commitment.
I know, look at me. And it's quite simple, really. The traits I think you'll need for this job role are strong thumbs.
We should have a thumb war.
Would you win a thumb war?
I definitely would have win a thumb war.
20/20 vision, though.
I'm not bad at a distance.
Are you better far away?
Oh, yeah. Always. Very far away, most people say.
And then a good ability to giggle.
Depends who's entertaining you.
Who's entertaining you?
I mean, not here.
But no experience is necessary, so you can be a rookie.
Okay, great. That's great.
This job is a TikTok scroller. They're looking for professional TikTok watchers. And what I love is in this ad they put, we will pay you for your troubles. Like it's not all of our hobbies on a daily. This isn't a trouble. This is a pastime for me now.
Oh, yeah, because your thumbs are like paddles, aren't they? It's unbelievable.
She... row, row, row.
Off
boat.
She goes. She's going off to sea. Look at her paddling. Look at that. What paddles is she using? They're just her thumbs.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
We're here for fun and frolics, which is why we've got so many extra new listeners across the whole of the county, wherever you are. Thank you.
Our fun frolics.
But sometimes things are serious and we can't shy away from it. We have to face it.
It's our duty.
Yes. One of the front pages today.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. They've unveiled. They've revealed. They've found.
Oh, no.
The horror of the sausage roll dunkers. They found out. My paper's reporting this today. That 1 in 10 people admit to dunking their sausage roll in their brew, their cup of tea.
What?
Yes.
A sausage roll.
A sausage roll going in their brew.
What did they ever do to you? Poor things. That's abuse.
Pastry abuse happening in our very midst. 1 in 10. There's probably someone, right? If you can see more than 10 people wherever you are right now, at least one of them's having a go with a sausage roll.
One of them is a secret dunker.
Now I've looked,
they're out here.
I've got to look more into it. Of course I have.
Yes.
And it says that biscuits, 59% of people dunk biscuits. It's the number one dunk thing.
That's the way. This is the way.
But can I just point out, that means 41% of people don't dunk their biscuits, and that in itself is horrific too.
It's just nightmares.
Why are they not?
Some people are dunking sausage rolls. Other people aren't even letting biscuits fulfil their full duty.
It's their destiny.
It's written in the stars.
What other dunking things don't I know?
I mean, I've got a dunking confession, I'm not going to lie.
Oh no, are we doing a confession thing now? Yes.
When I was in Italy, I was feeling a little bit worse for wear in the morning and I did dunk an arancini ball in a coffee.
Okay, if I knew what that was, I would be impressed. Whose ball?
An arancini ball is like a fried rice ball. It's like a croquette, but it's rice. And I dunked that in my coffee just to see what it
tastes. Well, you're as bad as anyone. You're worse than the sausage roll, people.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
I'm calling you all out now. Apparently 1 in 5 make a fake account to spy on their kids. Now, I'm quite jealous of this because I wish mine
were. Social media we're talking.
Yeah, media. Right, okay. Have a little stalk, see what they're posting, see where they are, make sure they get, it's like the new equivalent of like, can they get home okay? That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I wish mine would make a fake account. Because mine just spam me out in the open. My dad went through a phase of commenting on every single Instagram post telling me to put a coat on.
That is so dad.
To the point that my friends are more excited to guess when he was going to comment and what he was going to comment than they were about the actual content I was putting out there.
Aww.
So this is a shout out to my dad. Can you please make a fake account and spam me that way instead?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
1 in 10 people dunk their sausage roll in their tea.
Outrageous.
I know. But you're now confessing to your dunking crimes.
Dunking crimes. The criminals. Sally in Maidstone. Oh, dear. She dunks buttered toast. And the worst thing is, she said it's a family thing. Oh. She said, I remember seeing my nan doing it, then my mum did it, and then it went from there. Lots of my cousins do it, now our kids do it. And she said, but you just can't beat the taste of the sugary tea after the taste of butter at the top. She says, the thought of butter around the rim.
Yeah, you'd have a slick rim.
Oh.
It'd be like a little oil slick.
Slippery everywhere.
No, I don't want a slippery rim on
slippery
my
little
cup.
Suckers. Stacey in Maidstone, though, said, I'm on board with this. A Twix. Bite both ends off and use a straw, then munch.
Well, it's got biscuit in it, so we'll allow that.
So we'll allow it. We'll let her pass with that. Another toast one. Laura's outing her husband here. She said he dunks toast. But the weird thing is he doesn't like soggy toast. So he won't eat soggy toast if you just hand him plated toast.
But then he soggies it himself.
But he soggies it in the tea.
Men. That's what a lot of ladies are thinking
outrageous.
Now.
Outrageous. I know. And another toast one. Cheryl's auntie dunks peanut butter on toast in tea, which I'm here for. Anything peanut butter involved.
Oh, suddenly your head's been turned by the peanut butter.
I feel like put peanut butter on anything and it's dunkable.
You're such a flippity gibbet.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I was set up on a date and I can't believe I put the power in my friends. I thought that my friends knew me. Right. I could trust them.
Right.
Wrong!
Right.
Like, I'm over the apps. I'm a romantic at heart. I want to meet somebody in person. And my friend was like, I'll set you up with someone. I know someone that's perfect for you.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, let's do this. I'm going to go out my comfort zone. So we went to this cute little coffee shop. It had a little terrace. Start talking and find out he's an actor. So you end up talking about like, what you're auditioning for, like all that normal conversation. And he's like,
it's not normal conversation, what you're auditioning for. Just putting that out there now. Very lovely. It's normal if you're an actor.
Normal if you're an actor.
Exciting. For the rest of us, you know, regular peeps, that's quite exciting. Just putting it out there, adding balance.
And to be fair, this was exciting because he turned around and he's like, I'm auditioning for Les Mis, which is like one of the big boy musicals on like, you know, like you've ever seen the film with Hugh Jackman and then Russell Crowe in.
Yeah, does he play Les Miserables in it?
He plays I mean, his character is Les Miserables.
Yeah, I thought so.
But the funny thing is he proceeds to start singing the song that Hugh Jackman sings in it, which is like, am I? It's like very dramatic.
He started singing this in a coffee shop.
In a coffee shop, at me, dead staring in my face.
No, it's the worst thing
honestly,
that could happen.
I was like, please let me fall off the terrace. Push me off.
I give a look
of panic to the waiter. Yeah. As in, like, save my soul, please. Yeah. I've got sweet potato fries on the way. The waiter comes over, puts them on the table, doesn't stop him. He's still singing. He's on the second chorus at this point.
Second chorus.
I was like, please make it stop. Don't let him get to the bridge.
Oh.
And the waiter just abandons me, giggling in my time of need.
I bet he did.
I had to sit through the entire cast album.
So, are you seeing this person again?
Absolutely not, and I'm not seeing Les Mis either.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. Gary and Chelsea.
Tasha's got in touch.
Oh, what does Tasha want now?
And she's confessed that she dunks a cheese sandwich in her tea.
Well, Tasha, I'm glad you could, you know, air your problems and get it out of your system. Thank you for thinking of us.
Sue in Ashford dunks crisps in lemonade. I can't even.
What's the point of
that? The bubbles. And then imagine if you put a salt and vinegar crisp.
Soggy. What's the heck?
So many flavour combinations. I'm not on board with there.
No.
Tracy's son dunks his nuggets in a McFlurry. Which, right, have you ever dunked chips in a McFlurry? Because that does work. It shouldn't, but it does. So I feel like a nug in a McFlurry.
Look.
I feel like it could work.
Look.
Give him the benefit
of
the doubt.
Look, I know it's 2023.
We should all be progressive.
Broad-minded and moving forward as a race. Sometimes we must resist this craziness.
We must resist. I've got one that might bring you back. I think you'll like this one. Kim in Gillingham dunks sausage rolls in tomato soup.
That is acceptable.
I think that's something we need to try.
That is lunchtime.
Mm.
Let's go. Can we leave now?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I feel like we're quite the biscuit connoisseurs.
Oh,
and me. I think we know our stuff. We're very passionate about an old biscuit.
Oh, very much so, yes.
So I feel like you probably back this stat that I found, which is 1 in 6 of us would rather scoff our favourite biscuit than have a kiss and a cuddle with our other half.
Mm. Now, my other half does listen.
No comment.
Yeah, can I do a no comment? I'm going to do
a
no comment.
You can do a no comment.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do a no comment.
No comment is allowed at this time. I can see your face.
All I will say is I did have half a packet of chocolate digestives yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
So impressed. So I've come up with a game.
Yep.
Would you risk it for a chocolate biscuit?
Okay, I'm in.
So you have two alternatives. You either go chocolate biscuit or risk it.
Okay, right, okay.
Okay, option number one. Chocolate biscuit or social media? That includes everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Oh, no.
All the ways for us to snoop on the world.
So never have another biscuit or never go on socials again?
Yeah.
Oh!
I've gone in straight away.
Oh, that is so hard. I don't think I could get through life without a biscuit ever again.
So you're going chocolate biscuit?
I'm going chocolate biscuit. I'm going to have to.
You're going to give up Twitter for a chocolate biscuit?
I'm going to have to.
Wow.
Maybe I'll start talking to people. Who knows?
Rogue. Okay, next one.
Okay.
Chocolate biscuit or never having to queue?
I don't ever do anything that requires a queue. No one wants to go and do the same things that I do. So, chocolate biscuit.
Totally alone.
All the way.
Okay, right. I think this one could be a strong contender.
No way.
Chocolate biscuit or every time you see a dog, it chooses you for the hug. There's no better feeling than a dog picks you.
Or dog hug.
Yeah.
What about my own dog?
No, the dog won't hug you ever again.
Oh, no! Spam on my dog a chocolate biscuit. Oh, this is so hard. I'm going to have to go with, because I can't dunk my dog in a cup of tea, I'm going to have to go biscuit. I'm going chocolate biscuit. Is that controversial? No. I'm a winner.
Sorry, dog. Wow. A digestive takes the win.
Thank you. You've upset my dog. You've upset my wife. You wouldn't do something about the kids now?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Do you know what? What are you waiting for? That's a good question. Just to ask our beautiful listeners, what are you waiting for? It'd be
what
a little window
for?
Into their world. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, Chelsea?
I'm waiting for pimple patches. They're like little circles, kind of like drain covers, but for your face. And you put them over
man,
your spots.
Manholes for your face. Is that what you're getting? Yeah, my old face manholes are right. What? So you put them on and they draw out the impurities?
Yeah, it draws out all the nastiness. It stops you picking them because I'm awful. I pick it. So I'm hoping the drain cover on it.
Don't pick it, make it worse.
Will stop you picking it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm waiting for.
Pimple patches. That's a nice drag name.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for you to read out some of the things that people are waiting for. How about that?
We've got Joe from Maidstone who's waiting for the kettle to boil.
Okay. It does take longer when you stood by it.
It does, when you watch it. Keeps on going. Sandra from Chatham is waiting for the decorator to finish her stairs. She went, dust is all too much.
Oh, there is a lot of dust. You forget about the dust when you're doing any work.
So much dust.
You underestimate the dust.
And I relate to this one. Charlotte in Chatham said, I'm waiting to stop feeling hungry 24/7. Even when I eat, I'm still hungry.
Oh, no, I'm with you on that one as well.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Chelsea Little has picked up her clipboard. She put on a white coat and she has become Dr. Date Little to help you singles in some way. I don't know how.
I'm going to help you all through the summer, guys. Yeah. The topic of the day is flirting.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So apparently it doesn't actually matter like as much what you say or how you say it. There's like certain traits that can boost your flirting game. And there's quite a divide between men and women.
Okay.
So women tend to date to rate a more gentle approach. They like subtlety.
Good luck with that, girls.
Guys, which... number one, I had someone slide into my DMs the other day who was very far from subtle and went, I would never play hide and seek with you because someone like you is impossible to find. Humour, okay. Subtle, not so much.
You think that was humour?
Well, I laughed because I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah. It has been a barren spell.
Men, however, much more simple. No offence, guys.
Yeah.
But as long as they're good looking, you're quite happy to have a little flirt and off you go.
Yeah. I mean, are you supposed to be telling us something we don't know here?
I feel like we all need reminding.
Okay, reminding.
Also,
yeah,
I feel like if in doubt, if they've got a well-trimmed beard, you're good to go.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
What are you waiting for?
Dee in Ashford is waiting for a mattress to be delivered.
That's exciting.
I know.
I'm excited by that.
I really like it when you can go into those shops and you try out the mattresses. You know, like you lie on them, like in Friends.
The trouble is they're all comfy.
That's the thing, isn't it?
It's like with the pillows as well. And you can't tell because they're usually wrapped in plastic. And you're like, your face kind of sticks to it. And you're like,
left a permanent imprint.
I enjoy that. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kaylee in Tunbridge Wells. Oh, she's waiting for a Chinese dinner after work. I can just taste a spring roll right now, just thinking about it. Crispy spring roll. Dippy dip.
Dippy dip. What are you dippy dipping it in?
In the, like, that little sauce.
Yeah, but what one?
The sweet chilli one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want a Chinese now, Kaylee. Yeah, Alison in Gillingham. Relatable. She's waiting to put her PJs on. It's 8:40 and she's already ready to put them back on.
Wowzers. You've got to get out of them first.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
There are no other radio stations, but imagine if there were. They'd be doing, tell us what was great about your weekend. Look, we don't care. Let's be honest. What are the boring highlights of your weekend? Just so we can all bond together here with having had a point at the weekend that just made me think, let's come to this.
What was your boring highlight of the weekend?
Scraped paint off a door.
Watch out, everyone.
Yep. For a long time.
A long time.
It looked
time.
Flaky, and you think, oh, flaky paint, that wants to come off.
Yeah.
Doesn't. Not as much as you think.
It was deceivingly non-flaky.
It certainly was.
Well, Sherilyn in Rochester could battle out on that one because her boring highlight of the weekend was that she got to the bottom of the washing pile. Only for it to be filled up again.
That's what happens.
Nicola in Sevenoaks had a power nap.
That's quite nice.
David in Deal. Oh, I feel like this isn't boring though. He scrubbed his patio.
The actual job, yes. Finishing up with a clean patio.
Oof. Lisa in Whitstable cleaned the guinea pig's hutch out.
I've never cleaned out a guinea pig's hutch. I don't want to.
I don't want to know. Heidi queued to get into a boot fair.
Yeah, but did you make some money once you got in there?
That's a good point. And we had an anonymous text come through saying my highlight was buying a notebook and starting a project called I Need to Get My Life Together.
And so, say all of us.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We are going to talk about a fellow we mentioned last week. He was a PE teacher. He got into fitness stuff and got his own YouTube thing going on, 2 million subscribers. Just basically a very, very hench kind of fella. Matt Morsier, his name, from Hythe. And he's going to be on the reworking of Gladiators, which
was exciting.
A show from back in the day. A bit like, if you know Ninja Warrior, it's a bit like that. Imagine Ninja Warrior, but fighting, okay? Imagine that. That's what it was. And he says he spent the last 2 months eating donuts and playing Dungeons & Dragons. No, he said, if I've spent the last 2 months eating donuts and playing Dungeons & Dragons, I'd still be better than everyone else.
Confidence
and he hasn't been doing
key.
That. He's been working out and he's ready to take everyone on. He says, I'm called Legend. That's his gladiator name. Legend for a reason. So just wondering, if you were a gladiator, what are you going to call yourself? And why? Okay, your gladiator name, please. Gladiators, ready.
My gladiator name.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, I got one. It'd be Tank.
Tank?
Yeah, because my surname's Little.
Okay.
And I'm quite, like, cute and girly, so I think it'd be quite funny if I turn up in, like, some kind of pink ensemble, like, The Tank.
The Tank.
But... And then this little Barbie, like, tutors out.
Okay, I like the
dramatic
idea of that.
Irony.
Yeah, I like the dramatic irony. Okay, you've gone in the opposite direction.
Leslie in Canterbury said I would be the Munchinator. Oh. I would devour all contestants.
Oh, she's snacking on the contenders now. Oh, yeah.
Claire Gascaigne would be the Scarfinator.
Oh.
She said, I can whip my opponents with them. She loves scarves,
she loves scarves.
Yeah.
Whipped with a scarf. What a way to go.
I know. If you're going to go out with a bag.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Cy in Rochester would be the Radiator, as I'm always hot.
Really? I'm hot. He's hot. He's a radiator. No one can turn him down. Yeah, love. Well, these are all working really well.
They're so good.
I thought of one for me, but it really pales into insignificance compared to all these really good ones. I thought that I could be Like, because I wouldn't be swinging around very much. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be running around. I wouldn't be inside like a ball rolling around trying to squash people.
Yeah.
I think they could just kind of plonk me in the way of things. Do you know what I mean?
You'd be a barricade.
If they've got to run over there to some sort of goal.
Yeah.
I'd just plonk me in front of it.
You'd be the obstacle.
I would. I'd be boulder. That's very much. I'd just sit down. I'd spend the whole time sat down. I think that would be lovely.
At that boulder.
Look at that boulder.
That is a nice boulder.
That's what they'd be saying.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
We've missed a trick here. I can't believe we've been on air for 3 hours, 20 minutes and 6 seconds and not spoken about this yet.
I'm worried now. Okay.
You'll like it, I promise.
Come on then.
It's National Donut Week!
Oh, Donut Week? What? How did we not know this?
Donut Week!
Oh.
It's a whole week dedicated to one of the sweet treats.
A whole week.
<'Cause donuts laughs> See what I did there.
Oh, yeah, accidentally.
No, I'm just naturally punny.
Oh, is that
just
right?
Just like to sprinkle it in every now and then.
Oh, very good. Well, that's going to take some topping.
Got nothing else left.
Okay, we can stop them.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.